song.
Yeah, okay. In reality, neither are superior to the other. They're just different. I mean, like, remember, in Christ, there's no such thing as male or female in Christ, just followers of Christ. Now, of course, there are differences, be it male-female parts, male-female personalities, abilities. But let's face it, you compare a male bodybuilder with a female bodybuilder, and who's going to be bigger every time? I mean, like, the male bodybuilder is usually bigger every time because God made males that way. That's just the way it is. I mean, the 1 Peter 3 tells us that as men, though, we are to treat our wives with respect as joint heirs, but weaker partners, just physically weaker. You know, it's a fact. It doesn't imply superiority. It just implies a difference. And the whole thing that men and women are equal and able to do anything, you know, it's not necessarily a solid argument. I mean, like, women are generally nurturers by nature. Mm-hmm. Men are more protectors by nature. Mm-hmm. Women are generally weaker in strength than their husbands, and that's why on church work days, men are usually the ones there cutting down trees, hauling logs, while women are, you know, doing other jobs that, whether it's dusting, cleaning, organizing, whatever. I mean, like, we're just built differently.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with being a man, and there's nothing wrong with being a woman. It's just, so neither is better than the other. It's just different than each other. You know, the body of Christ is made up of many parts. One body, many parts. It needs women, it needs men. And, you know, society can't survive if there's only one half there. I mean, like, eventually it's going to die out. So you need both.
We need each other. There you go. Thank you.